Boston Hospital.
Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
All right, welcome back one final time. It's the final matchup here at the Horton Triangular. It's Horton and Jackson Heights. Jeff County North came. They swept their first two with victories over Horton and Jackson Heights. 25-13, 25-8, 25-23, 25-11. Jeff County North on the way home. And we get Horton and Jackson Heights. Final one to wrap this one up this evening. Again, Horton looking for their first win of the year. They're 0-8. Jackson Heights with their loss to Jeff County North. They fall to 6-2 overall. So Horton here on the near side. Jackson Heights across the way on the far side. It will be Horton to serve it up first. Carly Hammersmith, the junior, to set up shop, and we're underway. Line drive serve, popped up by Olverding. Locked at the net by Horton, kept alive. Nice punch back over there by Jackson Heights. Horton a chance for the spike. Good pop up there by Shelby Fox. Tapped up front, and it's going to be a point for Jackson Heights. Blown the whistle, thought they may have gotten a Cobra on the net. That's not the case. 1-0, and then that served by Olverding goes into the net. It's 1-1. And a quick sub already for Horton. Madison Sturton, the junior, checks in on the front line. There's the serve by Horton. Olverding keeps it alive. Push back over. Now a chance for a spike here for Horton at the line. Good, and it's going to fall through. It actually looked like it didn't even make it over, but it just crawled through, and Lydia Link, the freshman, knocks it home. And it's 2-1 Horton. There's the serve. Nicely done on over. Jackson Heights now an opportunity for the set. The spike. Good dig on the back line, but they're going to call Jackson Heights in the net, and it's 3-1 Horton. Going for stairs here early on, a couple of points allowed for Horton to earn this 3-1 advantage. Olverding sets up after the serve, popped up front by Fox. Third shot, has to get it back over there. Nice little save. Horton has a third opportunity. They line it over. Does that one touch the line? It does, and it's a point for Horton. It's 4-1. Good start here for the Chargers on their home floor. Well placed on that finish for Horton. And make it 5-1. After that, just can't handle the serve on the far side. For Jackson Heights, that was Kinsey McMahon. Went through her hands and out of play, and it's now 5-1. Horton with the advantage here early on in the first set. Here's the Horton serve. Line drive, knuckleball over. This time handled with care on the back line. Third try, getting it back over. Here's a set. Here's a spike attempt. Blocked by Olverding on the back line. Good attempt by Horton, but saved by the Cobras. Back line shot once again by McMahon. It goes into the net. And six straight points for Horton after a 1-0 start for Jackson Heights, and it's now 6-1. Favor of the Chargers. Horton will continue to serve. Olverding sets it up. Gets to the front line. Tips. Fading away. Has to get it back over. Horton with a nice save. Spike attempt. Well long. And it's Madison Sturton who had too much juice on the spike attempt. And the Cobras stop the 6-0 spurt there for the Chargers. It's now 6-2. It's going to be Kylie Diekman on the back line to serve it up here for Jackson Heights. They trail 6-2 here in the first set. Nice dig by Hammersmith on the back line to keep it alive. Good touch shot over by Amaya Bowler, the sophomore. And it's now 7-2 in favor of Horton. Another quick sub in, freshman Cameron Kabia. Back on the line to serve it once again for Horton. Line drive, Olberding stumbles, but kept it alive. Opportunity there for Rebecca Hutchless on the spike. The block, saved by Horton. Now back over to Jackson Heights. There's the spike attempt, and that one is good. Point for the Cobras. It's now 7-3. Hutchless back out. And Ballesteros, sophomore in to serve. 7-3 Chargers here in the first set. Horton against Jackson Heights. Little touch shot back over there. Good job there by Sturton to keep it alive. And then it's going to be a point for Jackson Heights. Miscommunication on the back line. Tapped over by McMahon. And it's now 7-4. Jackson Heights, they've scored 3 of the last 4 points. Inching their way back in. Ballesteros back left to serve this one away. Launches it over. Good set. Saved there by the Chargers. And then that one, that spike attempt by Chartier, just kind of off her hand and to the left and out of bounds. And it's another point for Jackson Heights. Now 7-5, the Charger lead. Ballesteros, an exchange student. She's only a sophomore, but boy, she's got a lot of power behind her serves. Launched over. Good save there by Jackson Heights. Here's the set. Here's the spike, and it's long. Too much from Thompson. It's going to be a point for Horton. And they stop the 3-0 spurt there by Jackson Heights. The lead is 8-5 for the Lady Chargers. Ashton Keough, the sophomore, back into serve. For Horton, launches it over, back right, Olberding sets it up, front of the net, and then tapped over, nicely done there by Kabia to keep it alive. Now another chance for Jackson Heights, and Kabia can't get that one on the front left portion of the net. And it's going to be 8-6, nice touch over the front of the net there. That was Kinsey McMahon, the senior, for the Cobras. 8-6 our score, Horton in front. Third opportunity, they got to get it back over, and it's launched over, no good. Well out of play, and it's now 8-7. So here comes Jackson Heights after trailing 6-1 to start. They're back to within 8-7. Kaylee Thompson serves it. Kabia with the nice set. Set up on the back line there by Diekman. Spike, money. Olberding with the finish. We're tied at 8. Thompson back to serve. Kaylee Thompson, the junior. Line drive, grazing the top of the net. Kabia saves it. Trying to get a set. Set over, but out of play. Miss hit by Chartier. And just like that, Jackson Heights has taken the lead, 9-8. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 9-8, first set. Chargers and the Cobras. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
At Union State Bank, we never stop learning. And over 120 years, we have never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Everest and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Back to it. Final matchup here tonight. Horton and Jackson Heights. The Horton Triangular. Jeff County North has swept their first two. They're on the road back home. Miss serve there out of the timeout, giving Horton a point, tying it at 9 apiece. So both of these teams on the floor with losses to Jeff County North, trying to get a victory. They're in the final matchup. Ballesteros saves it on the back line. Olberding pushing it over for Jackson Heights. Here's a set. Spike attempt. Saved up in the air. Good job by Shelby Fox. Keeping it alive. Punch back over by Thompson. There's a spike attempt for Horton on the front line. That one mishandled by Chartier, but kept alive. Sent back over by Olberding. Kabia with it. Sets it up. Sent back over. Jackson Heights an opportunity now. Set. Front of the net. Spike. and it's going to be out. Chargers get the point. Out of the timeout, Chargers have taken the first two. 10-9, our score. Sturton with the serve. Low save there by Diekman to keep it alive. There's a set, and it's going to be, I think, long again, that spike attempt. And the Chargers get another point. It's now 11-9. Sturton to serve for Horton. Just grazing it back over the net. Now the Chargers a chance for the kill. Blocked at the net, and it's going to be a point. 12-9, so after that timeout, Horton has charged away with the next 4 points. It's Sturton back again to serve. Momentum here for Horton. Nice saving dive there by Ballesteros to keep it alive. Horton a chance up front of the net. Hit back over. Saved by Thompson. Thompson will set it up. Overding spike. Blocked in the air. Saved. Up in the air now. Horton a chance for the return. Thompson on the back line, and it's out of play. Can't keep it alive, and another point for Horton. It's now 13-9 Chargers. So the Chargers now 5 straight points since that timeout. Sturton, low diving save. Jackson Heights on the return. That's going to be a point for the Cobras. Nice touch over the line by McMahon, and much-needed point, now 13-10. McMahon, after earning that point, will go back and serve for the Cobras. Chargers leading set one here, 13-10. They jumped out to a 6-1 lead. Jackson Heights came roaring back, took a 1-point lead, and since then, Horton's been kind of in control. Ballesteros, nice save from the knees on the backside. Kabia, back line here, setting it up front for Horton, launching that spike, and somehow Jackson Heights able to keep it alive. Now a chance here for Jackson Heights, front of the net. Blocked by Horton. Another opportunity. Set. Spike by Overding. That one's on the line. Good. 13-11. Nice rally. Finished off by Overding, the junior up front. Just grazing the back line for the point. Kenzie McMahon serves it up short left. And Kabia just fell to the knee and kind of awkwardly tried to keep it up. Could not do so. And Jackson Heights gets the point. They're back to within one, 13-12. McMahon again, and then this one goes over again. Tough. Came in with some force, and it was Yana Cavan who couldn't quite get the handle on it, and we're tied at 13. Here we go once again for McMahon. This time, Cavan keeps it alive, set up front. There's the spike, good dig by Shelby Fox for Jackson Heights. Olberding keeps it alive. Olberding a chance for the kill. And it's off of Cavan, and it's going to be a point for the Cobras. So they've come back with 5 straight of their own to take a 14-13 lead here in the first set. McMahon on the serve. Barely saved from going out, and then that one just launched over. Chartier too much on it. And another point now, 6 straight for the Cobras. They lead it 15-13 here in the first set. As it's McMahon back to serve once again. Right down the middle. Teed up front. There's the set. Spike attempt. It's blocked. It's going to be a point, though, for the Chargers. Good finish. To get back to within one, it's 15-14, Jackson Heights. Pause in the action here by the official. Talking to the coaches and now getting to the scores table. Back ready to go. There's the serve by Chartier. Blocked at the net. It's going to be a point for the Cobras. Nicely done up front. They lead it 16-14. That was McKenna Rishik with the deflection up front of the net. Get the point for the Cobras. They lead it by 2. 16-14 here in set one. Launched over by Shelby Fox. Good dig there by Cavan. Up front, spike attempt blocked at the net. It's going to be a double hit. It's going to be a point for the Chargers. Now 16-15. getting a sub into the game. Lydia Link, the freshman, checking in for the Chargers. 16-15, Jackson Heights, the one-point advantage here in the first set. Third shot, got to get it back over. Nice dig there by Chartier. Gets it up front of the net for her teammates. Blocked at the net. It's going to be a point for Jackson Heights. 17-15. Olberding back to serve for the Cobras. Standing a little more to her right. Right down the middle it goes. Good dig by Chartier. Up front of the net. Blocked. But it falls down. It's going to be a point. Link with the finish at 17-16. So back and forth we go. After that first timeout, it was 9-8 Jackson Heights. Out of the timeout, Horton scored five straight. Jackson Heights followed that with six straight, and since then we've alternated the last five. Here's a spike attempt and launched into the air. Too much mustard on it, and it's going to be a point for the Cobras. Good meat behind the bone for Thompson on that spike attempt. It's now 18-16. So back to serve. It's going to be Callie Diekman, the senior, the Cobras. They lead it 18-16 here in the first set against Horton. Third opportunity, front of the net. Just got to play a free one back over. Nice dig there by Diekman. There's a spike attempt by Olberding from the back line. It's saved up front. Olberding again. Going to the knees to save that one. Spike, out of play. It's going to be a point for the Chargers. 18-17. Back and forth we go. Good one here in the first set. This will be Cameron Cabilla, the freshman, to serve. Just barely getting over the net, front right. Here's a setup opportunity. Spike and saved by Link for the Chargers. That one smashed over but saved by Jackson Heights, but can't get it back over the net up front. And we're tied at 18. Coming down the home stretch, we are tied at 18 here in the first set. Cabilla launching this one over, set up by Olberding, getting to the front of the net. Here's the kill shot, just placed over nicely the front line, and good touch there by McMahon. Jackson Heights back in front, 19-18. Ballesteros is back to serve. Well, Jackson Heights, she gets a lot of height on that serve. Tapped over the front line. Jackson Heights, Ballesteros having to send it back towards Olberding. She gets it over on the third try. Good save here to keep it alive for Horton on the back line. That was Hammersmith. Spike attempt, good set. It goes all the way up into the rafters. Horton a chance for the point, just having to play a free one over. Set by Diekman. Up front and having to play it over, just grazing the net, and it's good. Drops in for Kaylee Thompson. Another good point there. It's 20-18 as Jackson Heights gets that one. Ballesteros back to serve. Leaping and launching too far. She did that a couple times in the first matchup with Jeff County North, and just too much behind that serve. It's now 20-19. Ashton Keough will set to serve for the Chargers here. Down one, coming down the home stretch, 20-19. Here in the first set, Keough launching it up to Ballesteros, and she can't handle it. It's out of play, and we're tied at 20. Here we go. So Keough back to serve. Right down the middle towards Ballesteros again. This time she has trouble again. She got it up in the air, but the teammates couldn't help her out, and it's 21-20. We get a timeout. We'll take one as well. Horton, 21. Jackson Heights, 20. First set. We're back in a moment on KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
First set, it's Horton leading Jackson Heights 21-20, coming down the home stretch here in that first set. Here in the final matchup here at the Horton Triangular, if you're just joining us, Jeff County North, easy wins over both Horton and Jackson Heights. They're on the way home after improving to 9-2, staying perfect in any KL play. Balesteros keeps it alive, touch shot over, it's going to be a double tap, and it's going to be a big point for the Cobras. We're tied at 21. Stops a 3-0 spurt there by Horton. So Jackson Heights back to serve. Haley Thompson sends it over with some pace. There's a chance at the front line, and it drops down and over the wall, and it's going to be a point for the Chargers. They're back in front, 22-21. Sturton back to serve, launching it, keeps it in play. Push back over, and a big point for the Cobras. Tied at 22. Well, down the home stretch, 22-22 here in the first set. Got to win it by two. Another quick sub coming in. Tiana Cabin, the junior, back in on the back line for Horton. There's the serve for Kenzie McMahon. It's launched into the air, and it's going to be a point for the Cobras. Couldn't quite handle it. It's now 23-22. And we're going to get a whistle and another timeout. 23-22, a thrilling first set. We're back in 30 seconds.
It's a month to double up with the September special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get two large single-topping pizzas for $25.99. Pick any of your two favorite toppings piled high on original Pizza Bakery crust. Then maybe add breadsticks, salad, or wings. Great food, great variety. And when you're in a hurry, the Pizza Bakery now has a hot case, so you can grab and go all your favorite Pizza Bakery items. For call-in or carry-out, call 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, out of the timeout, 23-22, Cobras in front of Horton here in the first set. Tip back over. Jackson Heights, though, keeping it alive. There's the set. Got to put a free one over. Kabia on the back line there for Horton, keeping it alive. There's a spike attempt. Good set there. Thompson kept it alive. There's the kill shot. It's going to be good. Olberding finishing. And it is set points for Jackson Heights. They've scored the last three, 24-22. And it will be McMahon on the back line. Launching it over, Kabia sets it up front of the net. There's the tap shot over. Cobras keep it alive. Little push shot and gets over the front, and that's going to do it. Cobras take the first set, 25-22. We'll take a break. Second set coming your way next. Keep it locked on KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, located on the square in downtown Holton or on Highway 75 next to the 7-Eleven. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Glad to be a part of your Tuesday nights. I'm Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman back in studio. Just coming back with us here, the Cobras of Jackson Heights. They take a thrilling first set victory over Horton, 25-22. Set number two coming up in our final matchup this evening. Horton needing a victory here to force a third set. So here we go, the start of set two. Serving is Jackson Heights. It'll be Canyon Olberding, the junior, to serve up. Standing, shading a little bit to her right, far side of the floor, waiting for the officials to give the go. They point. Whistle blown. Here we go. Set two. Good serve there by Olberding. Saved up on the back line there by Cavan. Cavan sets it up front. That's going to be blasted well out of play. Too much mustard. And it's going to be a point for Jackson Heights. Rotating up front. Olberding again. Line drive knuckleball, and then it's just unable to handle it in the back line. Not sure how that was even saved, but Horton does, and Jackson Heights getting it back over, and it's going to end up being a point for Horton. What a rally, and what a point there for Horton. That looked like they were nowhere close to being able to keep that one alive, but it was, I believe it was Hammersmith on the back line who had to just really launch it back over her shoulders to keep it in play, and then Olberding for Jackson Heights put the shot into the net, giving Horton the point. We're tied at one. Hammersmith to serve. 1-1 here in set two. Back line, good set up there by McMahon. Horton up front. There's the set, pushing it over. Saved far side by Shelby Fox. Shelby Fox going to set it up for her teammate now. There's the spike, blocked. It's a point for Horton. 2-1. Well, we saw Horton jump out to a 6-1 lead early in set one. That lead evaporated very quickly. Jeff County North winning their first two. There's a point for the Cobras, tying it at two. Jeff County North, the team to beat right now in the Northeast Kansas League. They're perfect so far, 6-0. In league play, Jackson Heights 2-2 after the loss to Jeff County North. Horton still looking for their first win. That serve goes into the net. Diekman, not enough to get it over. And Horton back in front, 3-2. Couple subs check in. Madison Sturton back on the front line for Horton. Nice serve over, and it's going to be a point for Horton, 4-2. That serve goes right into the net, 4-3. So Ballesteros will go back to serve. Jackson Heights trailing 4-3 early here in the second set. Set up front of the net, tap back over. Cobras have an opportunity now. Punch back over the front of the net. That was by Fox. Now Horton's opportunity, and then it goes into the siding, and it's going to be a point for Jackson Heights. We're tied at four. Ballesteros once again. A lot of height to her serve. Gets it down with some dip, and she's going to get the ace. 5-4 Cobras. And when I say she gets the height, she leaps. She jumps on her serve. And then it's coming almost down on it to get that dip. And then again, right as I say it, she does the same thing, and that dip too much. Confusion between Chartier and Hammersmith on who was going to get it. And it goes flying back towards the stands. It's now 6-4 in favor of Jackson Heights. Ballesteros again. A lot of dip to it. And another tough one to handle. And Ballesteros, her serves are becoming a problem for Horton defensively. That's now three straight aces for Ballesteros. They got to be ready here on the back line. Five straight points now for Jackson Heights. And she does it again. Make it six straight. And that's enough for a timeout. Horton's going to take a timeout. Five straight aces for Ballesteros, and the lead is 8-4 for Jackson Heights over the Chargers. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, much needed service there on the hands of Ballesteros as Horton gets the point out of the timeout, stopping that 6-0 spurt. Jackson Heights, their lead is 8-5. And Cameron Cabilla back to serve for the Chargers. Setting it up front. Taps. Good block there by Horton. Ballesteros, middle of the line, setting up her teammate, front right. Cabilla now an opportunity to set up one up for a teammate. Certain blasts it right into the net. It's a point for the Cobras. 9-5 our score. Jackson Heights won the first set, 25-22. Trying to wrap up tonight with a straight set victory over the Chargers. Chargers barely keeping it alive, but it's going to be out. It went beyond the antenna sticking up left side of the nets, and another point for Jackson Heights, now 10-5. As it's Kaylee Thompson to serve, causing some issues on the back line for the Chargers. This time they get it over. Ballesteros, let her teammate there, Shelby Fox, take care of that one. Backline set for the Chargers. Here's a spike attempt. Good save on the back line. Olberding spikes it and finishes. 11-5. Olberding with the finish. And now, Cobra's creating a little bit of separation here in this second set. Still plenty of time. Thompson back to serve, and she sparked it right into the net. Point for Horton, now 11-6. That'll send Ashton Keough for the Lady Chargers. Back to serve. 11-6, Jackson Heights here in the second set. They won the first set, 25-22. Olberding, the spike attempt, good block, kept it alive up front. Hammersmith got a hand on it. Good back-and-forth rally between the two. Here's the setup for the Chargers, but just got to get it over on a third set. Nice tap, easy finish there by Kinsey McMahon, and it's now 12-6 in favor of Jackson Heights. McKenna Reshick comes back in for the Cobras on the front line. Good serve. Cabilla, though, lost the handle. What a save to get that one over by Hammersmith, keeping the rally alive. And then tapped into the back line. That one's good. Point for the Cobras. They lead 13-6. Big credit to Carly Hammersmith for even keeping that alive for the Chargers. But it went all for naught as the Cobras ended up with the point. McMahon serving it up. Now a chance for, just on a third attempt. They had to get it back over. Thompson there with Jackson Heights. Now Horton had some trouble keeping it alive, but does. Cobras again, tapping it. Cabilla with a nice save. Punch back over by Horton. Olberding with the spike. Olberding with the point. 14-6. Jackson Heights once again, creating a little bit of separation here in this second set. Line drive serve. McMahon teed up here up front for Sturton. Nice dig there, and it's going to be a point for the Cobras. The dig by Kinsey McMahon just grazed the top of the net and found an opening. And it's now 15-6, four straight points. They have scored seven of the last eight here in this set, building that lead to 9, 15-6. Another tough serve there by McMahon. Olberding, though, keeping it alive for Jackson Heights. Now the Chargers have a chance with a set and a spike, but too much on it, as Chartier had too much with it. Now 16-6, and we get another timeout. Jackson Heights in control here in set two. 16-6 over Horton, back in 30 seconds.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
KNZA.
Second set, final matchup this evening here from Horton High School. It's Jackson Heights, a 16-6 lead over Horton here in set two. They won the first set 25-22, so in control, but out of the timeout. Let's see if Horton can rally and string some points together. Jackson Heights on the serve with McMahon. Line drive right over the middle. Kabia keeps it alive, putting it up front for the Chargers. Sturton slaps it over. Nice dig there by Fox for the Cobras. Chargers once again with Sturton. Sends it back over to the back line. Cobras an opportunity. Overding, too strong. Point for the Chargers. 16-7 in favor of Jackson Heights. Chargers set to serve. Madison Sturton will head back to do that duty. Sturton on the serve. A little heavy, but just enough to keep it in play, and then a nice little set and a point there. Good touch by Rishik for the Cobras, making it 17-7. A couple of subs checking back in. Tiana Cavan back on the back line. Tegan Rodvelt is in as well on the front line for Jackson Heights. Served by Shelby Fox. Kabia puts it in the air for the Chargers. Here's a set. There's a spike blocked at the net. Chargers regain. They'll try it again, and they'll get the point. 17-8, Jackson Heights. Needing to string together some rallies here, some points. If you're the Chargers, you're down 9. You're in the second set. As Chartier sends it across. Cobras with the set and the spike. Chartier, though, with a nice dig. There's the spike attempt. Good stop by the back line there for the Cobras, and they'll end up getting the point out of it. 18-8. That was well done. Well placed there by Tegan Rodvelt, the senior on the front line for the Cobras. Nice line drive serve by Megan Medock. But Horton able to keep it alive, sends it back over to the Cobra side. Here's the set, there's the spike, there's the point. Rishik with the finish. It's now 19-8. Favor of the Cobras. Medock back to serve once again. Line drive with a lot of heat to it, but nicely done. Dug out there by Keough. Chargers have an opportunity, pushing it back over on the third attempt. Here's a spike attempt. Good save, and the Chargers keeping that one alive. Jackson County, though, here's a set. Here's a spike, and there's a point for the Cobras, finishing that one with Kaylee Thompson. It's now 20-8. We've seen multiple times the Chargers make some really good effort plays. Unfortunately, more times than not, it hasn't earned them any points. That served too long by Medock. Now 20-9. Serve back to the Chargers. It's Hammersmith, the junior. Lydia Link, the freshman, back up front on the line as well for the Chargers. Hammersmith puts a hammer to it. Good serve, just saved on the back line. Has to put it back over, grazing the top of the net there with Shelby Fox. Horton puts it right into the net. Point for the Cobras. And it's now 21-9. Cobra is trying to wrap this one up. They're 4 points away. Kylie Diekman to serve. Launching it over to the back line. Saved up there by Chartier. Here's the set. There's the punch back over to the back line. It's Diekman. Here's the spike attempt. And it touches a Charger on the back line, but they're going to say the Cobras were up against the net, and the Chargers get the point. It's now 21-10, Jackson Heights. So back to serve will be for the Chargers. A couple of subs checking in. Both sides. Like McMahon back up front there for Jackson Heights. Hits the rafters. McMahon taps it over and gets the point for the Cobras. It is now 22-10. Now 3 points from closing this one out. And they'll bring on Ballesteros. She had a stretch early where she had five straight aces, which at one point made it 16-6. She's back to serve. The line drive and more difficulties on the back line, and another ace for Ballesteros. It's 23-10. Ballesteros trying to help her team wrap up a victory here. Chargers this time able to get it in the air. They do punch it back over. Ballesteros on the back line, setting it up front. There's the tap, but it's not enough. Doesn't get over the nets. It's now 23-11. Horton back to serve, or I should say, it's going to be Kabia for Horton back to serve. Cameron Kabia, the freshman. Her squad down 23-11 here in the second set. Nice tap, but it's blocked at the nets. Good defense by Chartier, earning a point for Horton. 23-12, Cobras. Kabia back to serve once again. Jackson Heights won the first set in a thriller, 25-22. They lead 23-12 here in the second. Medock pops it up on the back line. Spike, and the point is in. And it is match point for Jackson Heights. It's 24-12. And it will be Haley Thompson to serve it up with a chance to win it. Right down the middle, served up in the air. Sent back over by Link. Ballesteros, second try. They got to bring it back over. Medock with a nice serve back over. Horton, another chance here. Link sends it back to Ballesteros. Chance for the win. Too strong on the kill by Medock, and we're still alive for Horton. 24-13 the score. They'll bring back in Ashton Keough to serve. Horton down 24-13 here in the second set. It's match point for Jackson Heights. Keough with a nice serve, launched up in the air by Ballesteros. Tap down and a point for the Chargers. Nicely done by Madison Sturton. 24-14 the score. Keough back to serve once again. Still match point for Jackson Heights. Barely grazed the net, but got over. Tip back over. Ballesteros keeps it alive for the Cobras. A chance for a spike and a finish. Good dig there by the Chargers. Tipped up in the air by Hammersmith, and then it goes into the net. Ball game. 25-14 in set number two, and we have wrapped up the matches here tonight. We'll pause for a quick timeout. We'll come back and wrap things up. You've been listening to High School Volleyball here on KNZA. Back in a moment.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, would like to spotlight the Northeast Kansas commercial lending team. David Crawford, market president, has over 29 years banking experience and specializes in production agriculture and cattle financing. I'm Nick Harling, with 24 years of banking experience and specialize in production agriculture and commercial business. We are here for your commercial banking needs and to help you with your financial goals. Please visit a Moreland James location or visit our website at bankbv.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Back one final time. I'm Brandon Tamman. Kirk Kilman back in studio. The triangular is complete here from Horton High School. Again, the final score is Jackson Heights, Jeff County North, and Horton involved. Jeff County North, they go 2-0. They defeat Horton 25-13 and 25-8. They followed that up, defeating Jackson Heights 25-23 and 25-11. And then final matchup tonight, Jackson Heights defeating Horton in straight sets 25-22 and 25-14. Appreciate all of our sports boosters, our listeners, whether you're on the airwaves or mscsports.net. Appreciate it very much. We're back on the air Tuesday night. More volleyball next week. But, of course, we got week three of the high school football season coming up on Friday. Our coaches' shows back on the air tomorrow, KMZA and KNZA. So a lot that's going to build you up to another Friday night of high school football. But thanks for joining us here for volleyball tonight on KNZA. Again, for Kirk Hillman back in our studios, I'm Brandon Tabman. We'll talk to you throughout the week. Keep it locked in, KNZA.